Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Past, present, future, long-term future, into the realm future, before birth past.
I don't know what that is, man. Hey, cuckoo, baby, don't tell me.
Jeff Lutz.
Go to a therapist, just so you won't doubt me anymore.
Now get out of here or I'll have my legs broken.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It is going to be in... Wait for it. Incredible.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. The big fella Anthony with me today, Bob Lutz. On Monday, Jeff, we expect to be back. We'll see. He's in Las Vegas for the weekend, where he'll watch the Guardians play with much interest, and also we'll be seeing our favorite band, the Eagles, tonight and tomorrow night at the Sphere. Now, I'm a little bit envious of this one, okay? He's seeing the Eagles in a place where I may never see the Eagles. I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Vegas to see the Eagles. Everything in my house right now is falling apart, and I'm going to have to pay for the improvements. Not really. I'm doing a lot of this on my own, but found out today we have some drainage issues, some shower issues that needs to be replaced. Just things that add up as a homeowner, and you just can't prepare for all of them. You know what I mean?
I think that Jeff has prepared you well, because there's usually a lot of drainage on radio.
I
just wanted to lighten your mood a little bit.
Thank you. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really want my mood lightened. Oh, I like to have a heavy mood.
You like to have a heavy mood. But you shouldn't be envious of Jeff. I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be envious. All right, you're talking about you don't know if you'll ever get to see the Eagles in Las Vegas. But think about all the places throughout your life that you have gone that Jeff may never get to see too.
Well, but he's catching me. He saw him at Madison Square Garden. I never wanted him to do that, because that's one of mine. Now, he'll have Las Vegas on me, but I did see the Eagles in Dublin, Ireland, and I don't think he'll ever get that.
I don't
that.
Think he'll ever get there. So, see, just...
We'll always have that, right?
Right. So, like I said, there have been places that you have gone, things you have seen, roads that you have gone down.
But he's got a lot of time left to get there.
Yeah, the question is, will he get there? He may never get there.
Vegas is a good one for him. I got to admit it. That's a good one. especially at this venue, because what I've seen online about it in the, some of the YouTube clips that the Eagles don't like, by the way. They don't like it when people put up clips, so they get them down when they can. But it, that venue with, you know, the circular nature of it and the video screen that basically covers the entire roof and sides of the building, and it just looks incredible. And I expect him tonight. Now, that concert will start at roughly 10:30 p.m. my time, so I won't be getting any updates tonight. But I expect tomorrow he'll send a message that says, this was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And I'll have to say to him, dang it. That I don't want him to have that on me. You know what I'm saying? What's the band that you would go to great lengths to see? Is there a band you've seen multiple times, big fella?
I've seen solo artists.
Okay, who have you seen multiple times?
Well, one of them, he's resting in peace. If David Sanborn was living, I would go see him.
You know, David Sanborn collaborated with the Eagles. Are you aware of that?
He has collaborated with numerous.
He has. I mean,
his horn sound was very distinct. As a matter of fact, back in the days when our church group was traveling, we went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the young lady spotted me out. She's like, have you ever heard of David Sanborn? I'm like, yes, I have. She said, I thought so. She said, you kind of sound like him. But that's what I'd patterned my style after. I wanted to be like David Sanborn. Since then, there's been others come along, and I'm like, I never wanted to be like Kenny G, though.
How good are you on this saxophone?
I usually let people do the talking, but based on the people, they say I'm pretty good. So
Do you play in a group anywhere? Do you?
I still mainly play church engagements. I mean, I have played some weddings, but yeah, church has been my thing all my life. Matter of fact, my saxophone about got me in trouble when I was a kid with my
mom. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because I wanted to play. We had piano player, organ player, guitar player, drummers, and I could play drums too, but the drummer we had, he pretty much had it on lock, so I wanted to play my saxophone. And mama was always against the idea. Daddy, he was the pastor. So, you know, back in those days, you know, if one parent say, no, you better not go ask the other. Well, this is the one time I took that chance. So,
wow.
This was on the Monday we was at rehearsal, and mama was a stickler for being on time. She's like, get on. Come on, get out the car. We got to get in there. We the first ones there. You know, I seen someone pull up. I said, here, do me a favor. Take this in the back door and put it up in the choir stand on the back row. So now, we're going through roll call. We got to give our Bible verses. We put our dues in, and I'm going up there in the choir stand. The music started playing. The choir started saying, all of a sudden, mama hears this saxophone playing. She looks around that corner as if looks could kill. And I'm like, okay, I got to ride home with mama. I wonder how this trip is going to be. First question, who told you could? Daddy said I could play. And I've been playing ever since.
Wow.
This was back in junior high.
Well, that's good. So have you ever been in a band?
I can't say. No, I haven't been in a band. I played with other great musicians here in the city. One of them, the late Barry Harris, blues guitar player. You might have heard him.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Wichita Northwest and West High.
Were you not in the band?
I was in the jazz ensemble.
Okay.
And it was unique because the band director at Northwest, his name was Burl. I'm not going to give his last name. Rest in peace. He had his picks and favorite who was going to play the solos. Well, I wasn't one of them. Plus, they was reading solos. In other words, they weren't creative.
Mm-hmm.
I goes to West High, and the band director there, his name was Brian. We called him BH. He gave me solo. I'm playing baritone sax now. First time I ever played baritone sax. And he was like, gave me a solo. I started reading the solo. He stopped the, stop. I'm like, well, did I do something wrong? I'm playing it. Nope. He said, over here, we don't read solos. Play it like you feel it.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Gave you some creativity.
Gave me some creativity. And we were one of the best high school jazz ensembles that year. As a matter of fact, they would have jazz around at Northwest in the Commons area. And they was going to pick two bands that played for the Wichita River Festival. This was back in 1986. Well, I got a chance to go back to my old stomping grounds. And the two bands that they picked, I can tell you who one of them wasn't. One of them was the Northwest. And my old director came up to me and said, well, my goodness, I didn't know you had it in you. I said, it's been there all the time. I said, but.
You got to foster it. You got to cultivate it. You got to let me.
Right. You had your picks.
Turn me loose a little bit.
I said, another thing is, stop reading solos. Let them be creative.
Well, there you go. Now, are you a singer at all?
No, I don't sing. I probably could if I put, but I grew up around singers. I wanted to be a musician, so I let the singer sing and I play.
Well, good for you. I started on the saxophone when I was in grade school, but I didn't stick with it.
You should have stuck with it.
I should have stuck with it, but nobody did in those days.
We could be doing saxophone duets on the radio.
We could be doing that, and it'd be, on my part, nobody. You'd have to cover your ears.
If you would have stuck with it.
Maybe. I'm more upset with myself that I didn't get into choir or things like that. And here's the problem. We don't have an appreciation for things as young people that we later have. Like, there were still plenty of kids in the choir and musically oriented, but I was always musically oriented. But I felt like because I was kind of a jock, an athlete,
mm-hmm.
to some degree, not any great shakes, but that's more where my brain was. I felt like, well, I'm an athlete. I'm running with the guys in the letter jackets. I'm not going to go do that singing or playing thing. You know what I'm saying?
So you should do the
there's kind of two camps. And knowing what I know now, I would have said, hey, I can do both. I want to be a singer, man. I'm going to go be in the choir. Why didn't I do that?
You want to be a jock.
What a joke.
You want to be like...
I was a joke of a jock.
You want to be like that guy that I hear on the radio in the mornings on the show, be filling in sometimes. You want to be like the savage one.
Oh, God.
He's so proud of his Baylor University.
To say that I wanted anything to be anything, that might be the worst insult you've ever handed out. I don't know that I'll ever get over that.
I'll take it back.
My goodness.
Nobody could be him. Nobody could be. I thought about getting him on my podcast, but I just thought about something. I'd probably never get a word in.
Yeah, you might not. What'd you think of Tony Bennett stepping down at Virginia as their basketball coach 2 weeks before the season opens? And he had his news conference today, and he said, this world of college athletics just isn't for me. And I can't do it anymore. I went on a hiatus this summer with my family. I'd had a lot of time to think about things. I've just decided that I don't want to do this. It's not about coaching and teaching anymore. And that's my fear for college athletics. I think ultimately you'll see more and more coaches decide to take this route. Now, there'll be others that want to replace them. But I also believe that the salaries paid to coaches is going to start to plateau or come down. There cannot be, Anthony,
mm-hmm.
an endless supply of funding for this stuff. It's not the way it's designed to be. I'm not saying that we don't compensate athletes to some degree, but it's not designed to be this mad rush for every penny you can get. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Here's what I say. I would say everything is about timing. And if he went on this hiatus, you know, during the summer and had time to think about it, then I think he also had ample time to step down before he did, instead of waiting 2 weeks before the season.
But in his defense there, he wants his guy to be named the coach. And Virginia kind of has to say, okay, we'll give his top assistant this opportunity because we don't really have time to go find anyone else.
It's kind of a two-edged sword.
A little manipulative, but I understand it.
I mean, it's kind of a two-edged sword. You look at timing of it. Why'd he wait till 2 weeks? But at the same time, I get it. I mean, you already got the recruits there. I mean, if he would have did during the summer, then who knows? Maybe the portal would open up and some guys would have been mass exodus. So I get that part too, but still.
Also, he recruited these players, and I don't have the name in front of me, but the guy who I would expect to be named the interim coach has been on his staff and has a relationship with these players, so probably won't see the exodus of players that you might have seen had he announced this a month and a half or 2 months ago, because then you might have had more players leave. I don't know. But I'm just telling you right now, this is not shocking to me. We've seen it with other coaches. I think we'll continue to see it. I don't think it's nearly as rewarding to coach in college athletics now as it once was. And I think that realization, despite the very good money that coaches can make, I think we'll see other coaches do exactly this.
Who's the coach at UConn? Is it? I know it's one of them Hurley brothers.
Yeah,
is it Dan?
It's Danny Hurley.
So
he could have gone to the Lakers. He decided to stay in UConn.
Right. Well, who wants to go to the Lakers and be under the general managership of LeBron James anyway? I wouldn't have taken that job. I knew that was the joke anyway. But what I was going to say to him, you know, looking at Tony Bennett and looking at Dan Hurley, Dan has the blueprint, it seems, for navigating through transfer portal and NIL, because I have yet, not to saying that it hasn't happened, but I have yet to hear of anybody with a big NIL deal at UConn like we heard of the kid that's going to K-State. We know there's a transfer portal, but it seemed like Hurley, I mean, who would have thought back-to-back NCAA championships? So seemed like he has a blueprint for
Maybe there is a blueprint. I don't know that he has one.
Which is why I'm excited for even Wichita State this year, because we had, like, what, 7 players return. That are your core players. Yes, we lost Kobe Rogers. Hated that, because that's 2 years in a row somebody that went to Memphis from our team and we got to face them. But we had a good core players return for Wichita State. So
maybe,
like, maybe Mills has a good –
He may have a good – I'm eager to see what product they put on the floor. I think some of these players that are coming back can be helpful. I think if the transfers are everything that Shocker fans hope they are, I think some of these returning players will see their roles diminish. The goal is to be better than last year, right?
Well, there's one guy, I'm telling you right now, he has NBA written all over him. All he has to do is average 13 points – 10 rebounds a game. He's the guy in
Quincy
the middle.
Quincy Ballard.
He's going to be a second-round draft pick in the NBA.
You think so? Write
that down.
I'm running out of room to write down your predictions. You're sounding more and more like Jeff every time we get you here.
No, I think I sound better than Jeff, and he's probably streaming this on the Odyssey app. So he's going to call back in about the next 5 minutes.
Quincy Ballard, second-round NBA draft. Max, write that down. We got the big fella on the record with 2 crazy predictions. Mays South staying within 14 of Derby, and Quincy Ballard. I'm not saying it's crazy.
Right.
I'd love to see it for Quincy.
I mean, stop and think about it. Let's go back to Mays South.
13 and 10. Let me write that down, too. There we go.
I mean, I don't think there's too many guys in the paint in the AAC that's going to be able to stop.
Well, I'm not sure I disagree with you.
And, I mean, when you look at Harlan Beverly, kudos to him because he gave up his scholarship.
He did.
Kudos to him. But his game reminds me so much of Malcolm Armstead. He's just a little bit bigger because of how he attacks the basket, which is going to create openings for the guy in the paint.
I'm looking forward to it. The Shockers are interesting to me. But that doesn't mean I'm saying they're going to be world beaters either. I got to see how this team develops.
Write this down. 22 wins.
22 wins.
Write that down.
NCAA tournament?
NCAA tournament.
What's in that juice you're drinking?
I told you. Cucumber.
Cucumber
celery,
and what?
Green apples and a trace of ginger. You got to be careful.
Where'd you get that? In Colorado? Come on, man.
I ain't got to go to Colorado.
We're going to take a break. Come back and talk with Joanna Chadwick.
Can't wait.
From Vipe Magazine, some of the big games of the night. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. You can get the new IHOP House Favorites all week long for $6, Monday through Friday, at your favorite IHOP. Back in a minute.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Here's Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. She's on the IHOP hotline. We're going to talk about a pretty interesting week 7 of high school football. Joanna, did you miss me last week?
Oh, my gosh. I've been thinking about it all week, just waiting to hear your voice.
The perfect answer. Thank you for being on. We always appreciate it. So you're on with yours truly and the big fella, Anthony. He made a bold prediction earlier in the show, and I want to let's start there. Mays South at Derby, that game tonight, by the way, not next week. We were both mistaken about that. So that's that game is tonight in Derby. Anthony predicts a closer game. He thinks Mays South will rebound from that loss to Mays. And his score prediction, I won't speak for you.
I said 42-28 Derby. This will be their most competitive game that they played this year.
All right, that's his thought. My thought was Derby 57-14. Who's going to be closer?
Well, I think that those are really good scores. Let me see. I think that this is the game that we've been looking for that would be Derby's toughest game. And I would have expected before last Friday night at about 7:45 that it would be two unbeaten teams going up against each other. I did not see that coming. I also did not realize that Braden Maiavella was now the quarterback of Mays High. That kid is a ridiculous athlete. I hope you see him sometime in basketball. He's really good. But I don't know. I mean, could you throw out that Derby hasn't been tested yet? I would say that there's no way Brandon Clark has allowed his team to let any of this go to their head because he knows tougher teams are coming. But at the same time, Coach Pfeiffer's a phenomenal coach. He's going to get them returning. I think it'll be their toughest game, but I don't think that I'm going out on a limb. As for a score, heck, I have no freaking clue. No clue.
There you go.
I suck at predictions.
Anthony got me fired up with his score, so I had to throw one out.
Do you think
there.
It was just too close?
I just don't see Derby. To me, and I haven't seen him except on some highlights on TV and things like that, but I look at them and I look at the speed and skill on that offense, and then I look at that defense, with which might even be better than the offense, and I just think this is one. This is, as crazy as it sounds, I think this is maybe the best Derby team I've ever seen. Is that nuts?
Wow, boy, I have a really hard time. I don't think I'm going to be able to say this is the best Derby team I've ever seen until after State. I think it's too hard to look back at these teams, and I also don't think that they've seen the competition that they need to. However, you are so right about their defense. They can score very, very quickly. They can score in multiple ways. But that defense is, I mean, you've got Mylon Colvin chasing you. That is one big fast dude, and you have a secondary that is just shutting teams down. The only thing that I could say is maybe there will be some matchups that May South will be able to exploit. Otherwise, I just don't see Derby giving up 28 points.
So here's what we have tonight, and I'll let Anthony get in here with a question, but we have very really interesting games tonight. Cheney and Collegiate, those both of those teams are very good in Class 3A. That one's at Collegiate. I'm intrigued by that. I know Collegiate lost a big game at Andale and was beaten pretty handily in that game. But that's an interesting game. You've got Goddard Eisenhower at Andover Central. We thought that was going to be a matchup of unbeatens potentially before Andover Central was beaten by Goddard. You've got Sedgwick at Mound Ridge, a really good lower-class game. You've got St. James from the Kansas City area coming to Wichita to face Cape and Mount Carmel. I find that game fascinating. And then, I don't know what to think. South and Northwest, this game is potentially for the City League Championship, believe it or not. But I don't – can I – does South have a chance?
I mean, I think we're looking at that Bishop Carroll game, not beating Bishop Carroll since 1992. But I think we're also, you know, putting in what's in our minds is Bishop Carroll of, you know, 2017, Bishop Carroll of, you know, the really good stretch that they were on for so long. And that's clearly not what Bishop Carroll is. So I don't know. I just can't. Northwest, I think, is way too good. I think they need to come back strong, and I think Steve Martin will have them focus on bouncing back as well. They need to make a statement here. But, you know, what does Wichita South have to lose?
It'd be really cool if they could keep the game somewhat competitive. I have my doubts, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. What do you have, Anthony?
All right, Ms. Joanna Chadwick, I want to say, first of all, I'm indebted to your family because I've had you, your husband, and your son Blake on my podcast. So I'm indebted to you guys, and y'all are the reason I'm back in tune to the high school game. That being said, though, we're looking at the Greater Wichita Athletic League, and I know we're talking about Northwest, cream of the crop of the city. They've won multiple city titles. Their next goal is to try to get a 6A champion. Of course, Derby stands in that way. But that being said, I'm going to take this a different route. What is it going to take? Because right now, the way I see it, this team is giving up 60 points a game. And I don't believe they've even scored a point. If they have, I think at most maybe 6 points. What is it going to take to improve North High?
No, there's go ahead, Joanna. I think Joanna and I would both concur that there's no way to get North High to a high level of football because of the demographics of North High. It's a great soccer school. It's a highly Hispanic school. There's not a lot of football players there. Outside of a coach going in and just saying, come here and play for us, we're going to get it going, there's just no reason for North High to get significantly better in football. I just don't – Joanna, it's been years and years now. It's just not going to happen, is it?
It has been so long. And I just think, you know, when you're talking about turning around a football program, you see improvement by inches, right? You see good kids come through. Maybe you have a 3-5 season. Okay, we haven't even seen 3-5, right? So, you know, I look at, let's go back to Wichita East. And when Wichita East was consistently bad until the Brown brothers came through, you had two of the best athletes to ever come through the City League, and yet they did not make the playoffs. Because two kids does not make the playoffs. Now, in basketball, you could have, you know, a group of kids, three, come up to a perennially, you know, struggling program, and they could really turn things around. But it takes a whole lot more than that. North High's numbers, I can almost guarantee you, are unbelievably low. I only see North when they go up against Derby, you know, in the first round of the playoffs, because it's unbeaten versus winless. And by that point,
cruel
a lot
and
of
unusual
kids
punishment,
have,
it, by the
it
way.
Is. And by that point, too, you have a lot of kids who quit because they don't want to face Derby. It is not what's going to happen. You're going to get run by, you know, 77-0. So I think it's an intriguing question, but it'll take years of analysis for us to ever get to a point where that program can be strong. But props to those kids for coming out every day for practice. Props to those coaches for believing in them. But, I mean, I think, you know, you look at the programs, like, let's take Cheney. Cheney hovering, and then Cheney breaks through. Those, to me, it takes a lot of years to do that, too.
Yeah, we we've talked about it for forever. Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine. Cheney, you mentioned Cheney, their game at Collegiate tonight. Very interesting. Boy, what a coaching job has been done at Cheney, because they are now in that upper echelon. And nobody should take that for granted, because it's a really hard status to attain. When you can become a high school football powerhouse, there's only a few, and they tend to stake their claim and stay there for a long, long time. And Cheney's there now.
They are, and I mean, props to them for that. You know, what it takes is a special group of kids to come through. Because we see programs who kind of come up and they're like, whoa, where did that come from? And it's because they have a really good senior class. Now, that senior class grew together, but they're one-hit wonders, right? To build it year in and year out takes building the culture. And it's not just the culture of the guys while they're in high school. It's about starting at the youth programs. And that's what has made it so difficult in the City League, is that once it became where Wichita no longer has programs that feed directly into a specific high school, but instead they can go where the heck they want and they can build these all-star teams, and then they spread out and go wherever, or they go to whatever school has the best football program. You know, that changes things. But when you look at the surrounding towns, where I felt that they've always had an advantage, is, you know, you run what the high school runs. That's the system that you run, and you're running it from first, second grade on. And so to see Cheney do that, I think, is really exciting. The fact that Collegiate doesn't have the numbers of an Andale. I'm not sure what Cheney's numbers are, but Collegiate consistently is a team that we talk about that can challenge for league titles, that can go up against the best in the state. And I give them a lot of props for that, too. A lot of these schools that do really well, like a Collegiate and like a Cheney, as you got in Andale, is that you've got players who are playing multiple sports, too. So the chemistry is ridiculous. We always hated seeing those teams in summer basketball. They'd come together for like three tournaments, but those players knew each other so well, and they just kind of bowl through you. And it's just it's a different sort of a game.
And it's interesting to see how the proliferation, the improvement that's been made in Mays. You got Mays and Mays South. You got Goddard and Goddard Eisenhower. You have Andover and Andover Central, and all those schools are good schools. They're good football programs. They split. At one point, it was just Andover High School, At one point, it was just Mays High School. At one point, it was just Goddard High School. Derby, well, ever going to do it?
I don't see it happening with Derby. And I don't know, this is my ninth year there, and shoot, I've been in the area from 96 and people have been talking about it, for on and on and on. I don't see it happening, but I think that you look at the rough times that one of the programs has consistently had. That's why I think, to me, Eisenhower coming up over the last few years as being one of those teams that we talk about is really cool to see. Mays and Mays South. My God, how many times did we see like Mays High be like a one-hit wonder? And now you have two programs that have been really good for quite a while. That's really cool to see.
All right, good stuff. I enjoy talking high school sports. I always will till the day they put me under, which we hope is many, many years from now. Right, Anthony?
Right, many years from now.
How about you, Joanna? You hope that?
Many, many, many years.
Always appreciate your time. We love talking with you. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. And I get a text from a guy in the know. During that segment, the only solution is for the school board to fund middle school football at the city league level. And there's a lot of truth to that. It's too haphazard. We've seen the city league really fall back now in football, and there's exceptions.
Right.
Kudos to Steve Martin for what he's been able to do consistently at Northwest.
Right.
But even last week, you saw Northwest get beat pretty handily by Manhattan
team, right?
And so, you know, I'm a city league guy through and through, but in football, it's starting to take a little bit of a back seat school level.
And you know, the crazy thing is, I seen some guys on Facebook, they was chatting it up. And, you know, I brought up North High because that's what I was thinking about. Someone said maybe they should reach out to Byron Sanders, which is Barry's brother. But I've seen Byron, not recent, but last time I seen him, I can honestly say it didn't look like coaching was on his mind. It's not to say that it wasn't, but, I mean, he's probably been so far removed.
There's no one person savior for this.
Right. But
This is going to take a concerted effort.
But I do have a scenario, but I'm going to say that off the air because I don't want rumors to get started.
Yeah, we don't want rumors.
But I have a scenario that I will share.
You're already out of bounds on some of your predictions, so we'll get that one off the air.
Okay. All right.
We are at the end of the week. The big fella Anthony in to help with those proceedings today. We've had a lively show today.
Very lively.
A lot of banter, a lot of disagreement, some agreement.
You just disagree because you wanted to disagree.
Well, you know how I am. Listen, I hope all your predictions are right. I hope Quincy Ballard does average 13 points and 10 rebounds. I hope he's a second-round NBA draft pick. I hope the Shockers win 22 games and get to the NCAA tournament. I hope Derby Mays South is a more competitive game than I expect it to be. But we'll see on all of these. We'll see how it plays out.
Right. Only thing I regret in that last segment, I meant to ask Joanna Chadwick, what time do I need to be at the game? Because last time I went to the game, they played against Mays. And of course, they boat race Mays. And
Mays boat race Mays South, by the way.
Right. Figure that equation. But I had to walk darn near 2 miles to and fro. I think I got it.
Who'd you see him play?
I seen Derby play against Mays.
Okay, you just said that. Well, that
I got my.
Are you going to the game tonight?
Well, now that I know it's Derby against Mays South, yeah, because
you are going.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that game because I feel like I have a connection with both communities based on last year's journey to basketball games, and I mean the people of Mays South, the people of Derby, they're just so endearing. They welcome you. They treat you like
what side are you going to sit on? Half for one half and the other?
I don't know.
Well, you got to pick.
I can't pick. I'm being like Jeff now. I don't know.
either you better sit on the Derby side. I would suggest you sit on the Mays South side in the first half And when the score is about 31-7 at halftime, you can go with the Derby side. And
see what you're doing. Hey, I also want to say this. I want to say thank you to Vibe Magazine because they send my magazines in the mail. That's how I can keep abreast of stuff and have some good
content. That's wonderful.
Have some good content.
Yeah.
Good content.
They don't send me one.
Well, see, I never could find them at the barbecue joint, Hog Wild. I don't know if it was because it was after 8 and I was late. I don't know how they go. But I get them every time that they print a new one. So I definitely want to say thank you to Vibe Magazine. Y'all give me good podcast content.
Absolutely.
Thankful to you. I'm always thankful to you for giving me this opportunity to be on the radio.
Well, we appreciate you being available to come on the radio. As we mentioned, a good slate of high school football games tonight. I'm going to be in my man cave with my wife. She's allowed to come into the man cave. And my dog, she was allowed to go anywhere she wants. And we're going to be watching baseball tonight. And I'll keep track of the games via my phone. What, did you get a text?
I just got a text from Joanna Chadwick. She said 5 to 5:30 at least. So that means I need
you to better be. You better
be leaving out of here like right now.
You better be hustling down there.
And you know that Rock Road now, traffic is about as bad as 21st Street. Man, them people act like they can't drive.
Now I'm going to tell you something. I never go to Derby without a stop at Pizza John's. So
there's around meals and.
In fact, next week I'm going to get somebody to go to lunch with me. Maybe nobody wants to go to lunch with me. At Pizza John's.
Says who?
Oh, you want to go to lunch?
Says who?
Well, you work at this time.
No, I usually be asleep at this time. But when the opportunity presents itself to be here.
Well, we'll see. We'll put it together. But I never go to Derby without a stop at Pizza John's. It's so good. And I'm really hungry for one of their hoagies.
Okay.
You know, their pizza is beyond reproach, but I'm really hungry for one of their hoagies. And I wish it was closer. Today we had I had a speaking engagement out west, and on the way home, I had come part way home, and I said, man, I'm out here. I'm going to stop at Barnard's and get a barbecue beef sandwich. And my wife wanted a turkey delight, and so we stopped at Barnard's. They're on Mays Road and 37th. And we brought that home. And I'm so glad we did that. You know, I don't get to Barnard's very often. When it was on the east side.
I have yet to go.
And I did the radio show from Brittany Center. It was just across the street.
So tell me a reason.
So I stopped there a lot. But I don't get that opportunity now.
So tell me a reason I should go to Barnard's. Because I haven't yet to go.
Great food.
Great food, okay.
Great sandwiches. Chili, really good. Wonderful soups. Fantastic cookies if you're into that stuff.
I'm a diabetic. I try to stay from...
Yeah, I don't blame you. I didn't get a cookie today. But they have great cookies. Their french fries are fantastic. It's a Wichita staple. And I love the Hurdle family who owns that place and has for a long time. And
relate to Bruce?
No. Oh, they spell it differently.
Oh, okay.
And Troy, if you're listening, Troy Hurdle, if you're listening, which you probably aren't, but if you are, thanks for all you do, and that's a great place you have. There you go, a little plug-in for Barnard's.
I'm going to have to go.
I'm allowed to do that.
I'm going to have to go.
Yeah. So we got a busy weekend of college football, NFL, 4 really, really, really good NFL games. We picked them all yesterday. The Chiefs in San Francisco, a Super Bowl rematch coming up late Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Most of us picked the Chiefs, except for Max, who wouldn't pick the Chiefs if they were the last team in the world. And because of that, Max will never do well in our pick.
I wonder what Max picked the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm a fan.
Dallas Cowboys are terrible.
If you're going to say Dallas Cowboys are terrible, you have to say it right. You have to get your Charles Barkley on. The Cowboys, they're just terrible. I don't see what it is about Jones and why come he didn't do anything during the offseason. They're just terrible.
Weren't you embarrassed to watch them against Detroit the other day?
That was just
ridiculous.
That was a poop fest.
It was. All right. Thank you, Anthony. Always good to see you.
Always good to be here. Appreciate it.
We'll be back on Monday after the weekend. We hope it's a good one for you. See you then.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.